Stress and burnout among CEOs are prevalent issues that can have significant implications for both the individual executive themselves and the organization. You know, in fact, the stress of a CEO role or the founder role, these can all have serious consequences for your physical and your mental health. Research has shown that CEOs and entrepreneurs are more likely to experience heart problems such as high blood pressure, heart disease, and mental health issues such as depression and anxiety. And in this episode, in this live, we are going to share four foundational tips to handling this type of executive stress. Welcome to Executive Health and Life. I'm your host, Julian Hayes II. Thank you for joining me for another episode. And so, as I mentioned, when it comes to being a CEO or being an entrepreneur and you're leading in today's dynamic and competitive business world, you know, oftentimes the feelings that arise can start to feel like you're orchestrating this high-stakes symphony in front of thousands. And while it's not a literal performance in front of the thousands, the continual complexities, the changing landscape of business can leave a lot of us business owners, a lot of us CEOs out there feeling as if we are actually conducting this high-stakes symphony due to the necessary strategy, the resilience, the pressure, and the adaptability that's required for success. And speaking of high stakes and pressure, discussions of workplace stress has intensified in recent years. And this actually runs parallel to the growing emphasis on employee well-being initiatives. But one critical piece remains overlooked, and that's the actual CEO's well-being. You know, many CEOs, and you can definitely throw founders into this mix as well, they succumb to burnout due to these weight of these expectations and pressures on ourselves. In 2023, a record number of CEOs left their positions. And there was an unfortunate stat even within that, that revealed that 19 CEOs tragically passed away while in the office. So the relentless demands of the C-suite, it's a breeding ground for exhaustion, turnover, and stress. With 75% of C-suite executives seriously considering quitting their jobs for better well-being support, according to a Deloitte and Workplace Intelligence survey. CEOs, and once again, I would throw founders in here as well, work an average of 62 and a half hours a week. And this is not including requests outside the office. And this isn't going to lessen anytime soon, nor really should it, because this comes with the task. This is part of the responsibilities that comes with these types of positions. So 70% reported working on weekends, 89% were working during vacations. And so we hear this word burnout. It's thrown around a lot. I'm feeling burnout. But what exactly is burnout? Well, if you define it by the World Psychiatry Journal, which I found this definition in, burnout is a prolonged response that's characterized by chronic workplace stressors, such as overwhelming exhaustion, cynicism, detachment from the job, a diminished sense of ability and accomplishment. CEO burnout affects not only the individual well-being, but also their teams and organizations. Now, when you're in this state, the CEO, the founder themselves, they become the actual bottleneck of the company. And when you think about burnout, some of the signs that you can look for is a lack of creativity, innovation, or you can say a diminished sense of those things. You can say irritability, and overall lower emotional intelligence, difficulty focusing and making decisions, indifference towards your work, indifference toward the mission, a mental, emotional, a spiritual, and of course, a physical exhaustion is probably going to follow suit. Strain interpersonal relationships, becoming increasingly isolated and detached from colleagues. Those are just a few signs of burnout. So with that said, though, there's a plethora of things that you could do when it comes to burnout. But in my experience, and just through observation, there are some core habits and practices that are sounding pretty simple. But sometimes the simplest things are the hardest things to actually consistently adhere to. The simplest things are actually the hardest things at times to execute on. But these four habits that I'm getting ready to share here will go a long way toward helping you with your overall executive wellness while managing potential burnout. And so with that said, let's get started with point number one, and that is to simply prioritize intentional exercise and daily movement. So regular exercise, of course, it's going to improve our physical health, but it's also going to improve our emotional resilience. It's going to improve our mental health and our overall cognitive performance. A study published in the Journal of Cognitive Neuroscience found that individuals' memory improved after 6 weeks of short bouts of interval training lasting 20 minutes. Lastly, a 2021 study published in Physiology and Behavior found that aerobic exercise could help individuals recover from mental exhaustion through cognitive flexibility, motivation, and overall well-being. And beyond just this research here that I just shared, practically speaking, and one of the best benefits for me, exercise provides an outlet to essentially exfoliate a lot of our daily frustrations, removing not only the stressors of running a company, growing a company, dealing with people, but also any sort of negative energy that's bubbling up inside of us, maybe negative people around us. Exercise is a great exfoliator for those things. And it's a more productive exfoliator compared to other things that you would see individuals do, such as maybe illicit and other illicit behaviors. So I want to go to point number two here on this list, and that is going to be to prioritize sleep. And I don't like to sleep, but I definitely adhere to sleep because I need to. My biology needs me to. But many founders, many CEOs, they struggle with sleep deprivation due to the demands of their role, probably due to the stressors of their role. You know, I've read on a past report that around 43% of CEOs reported getting less than 6 hours of sleep per night on the weekdays. And here's the thing about sleep in business. Leadership requires peak cognitive functioning. So sleep is an indispensable tool. It's a necessary tool. Because even moderate levels of sleep deprivation, as indicated by a study in occupational and environmental medicine, showed that this can impair your cognitive abilities. And over time, this can be akin to someone being legally intoxicated. And also, research published in the journal Sleep, someone who sleeps 6 hours each night for nearly two consecutive weeks had the same mental faculties the next day as someone who pulls an all-nighter. Lastly, a study published in the Academy of Management Journal found that sleep-deprived leaders displayed less emotional self-control toward their coworkers. So the importance of sleep here, it's magnified tenfold, maybe 20-fold. When you're a CEO, when you're a founder, when you're a decision maker and leader, and there's people that are depending on you and that you are expected to guide. So to improve your sleep, there's a lot of things here that you can do. There's a lot of biohacks that you can do when it comes to improving sleep. However, let's start with the fundamentals. Number one, get in sync with your regular sleep-wake cycle by setting a regular bedtime and a regular wake time at the same time each time. See, we hear of jet lag, but a lot of us are experiencing social jet lag. We have a cycle Monday through Friday that we go to sleep on. And then the weekend comes and that whole cycle is thrown off. And then now we're playing catch up throughout the week, trying to get back on that typical Monday through Friday schedule. That is a form of social jet lag. So the second point here is to increase your light exposure during the day and decrease your exposure to blue light at night. Now, it's unrealistic to say that don't use your computer, don't watch TV, don't do none of these activities. We are, after all, humans. But what can you do? There's a free software called Flux that you can put on your computer. You can invest in different types of blue blocking glasses. The glasses that you see me wearing right now are blue blocking glasses. They are not blocking out all sorts. They're not blocking all the light out right now, but they're blocking a small percentage out. And then at nighttime, I have a darker pair that is red that fully blocks the light. So these are also a great tool to reduce eye strain. And this is why I started wearing them, just because I'm always on a computer. And so the third point here is to incorporate some type of relaxation method to unwind from the day. I prefer meditation, visualization. I prefer those two things, and that's what I do throughout the day. And the reason why that I put this on here is because if you're anything like me, there's always things on your mind. You're always thinking about ideas. If you run a business or you're in charge inside of an organization, that stuff is always going to be on your mind. And so simply finding a way to unwind, to clear things out of your head, will go a long way in helping you to improve your sleep quality. And the fourth one here is to create a night routine. 90 minutes before your estimated time of sleeping, so that you can, once again, map out tomorrow's day while unwinding from the current day. So number three and four go together. And you can actually put number two together. So you're starting to decrease your exposure to blue light at night by maybe putting it on a pair of glasses. You're also unwinding. So you're maybe meditating, visualizing, journaling. And then the last part, you set aside the last 90 minutes of the day to map out tomorrow and unwind from today. And if you're in a relationship or you live with someone, to nurture that relationship as well. Now, I mentioned creating a night routine, but this is a valuable principle that you can do when you wake up in the morning, is to map out the first 90 minutes as well. So let's go to point number three here, and that is to simply avoid the superhero syndrome. Now, many things are going to keep a CEO up at night. So you have revenue growth, you have people, you have your competitors, but at the very top of the list is a fear of failure. CEOs, founders, we're under constant pressure to succeed. We're under constant pressure to appear invincible, to appear as if we are superheroes. And unfortunately, more often than not, with this additional weight, with this additional stress, these additional expectations, many executives will turn to various addictions and substance abuse as a way of coping. Now, with all that said right there, you can start avoiding this superhero syndrome by delegating, learning to say no more frequently, trusting your team more, finding support through family, peer groups, or therapy. Avoid isolation and suffering in silence. Isolation isn't a solution, especially when you are emotionally compromised. Instead, you're likely to compound that frustration because you are unable to see the big picture. Success in life, health, and business all requires a village. So the number four point here, the last one here, is to simply stay connected to purpose. There's relentless demands, various internal, external pressures for us founders, business owners, CEOs. But one thing we must do to remind ourselves of why would we even take on something like this in the first place is to remain anchored to the vision, remain anchored to the purpose. And according to the Journal of Clinical Psychology, staying connected and reminding yourself of your purpose in life was significantly associated with lower levels of depression and anxiety. Also, staying connected to your purpose has been consistently cited as an indicator of healthy aging, better resiliency, and emotional recovery from adverse events. And when you think of adverse events, I would also throw in there various things in business that you are going to have to deal with on a daily basis. So as we land this ship, when we think about from vision to developing culture, CEOs, founders, business owners, we are the linchpins of this organizational success. But as you are navigating this fine tightrope of modern business and life in general, actually, prioritizing your self-care, your personal well-being, it's not just a necessity, but it's a strategic imperative for organizational success. And so as always, reach out to me at julian@executivehealth.io. for any questions. And until next time, stay awesome, be limitless, and as always, go be the CEO of your health and your life. Peace.